Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, really quick, all over my socials, I keep seeing this stupid 2016. Is it a challenge or is it just posting? What is it?
It just is showing you back in 2016 versus today and how things have changed. A lot of people are saying 2016 was like the last good year we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're referencing
what
it.
Happened and in 2017?
I don't know. I don't know
about
why
18?
Everybody.
What?
I mean, we know about 2020, but before
that.
Yeah,
that sucked.
Yeah, that sucked. But outside of that, a lot of people are just posting pictures of where they were then versus where they are now. And it's trending. Everybody's doing it.
Have you?
I'm not.
I did.
Why are we doing this?
I'm not doing it because I was
fat
in 2016.
You were fat in 2016?
I don't want to put that back out there. I was thick.
No, but why not? That's like a before and after then, Katie.
I know, but I was eating all my feelings in 2016.
Really? What was going on in 2016? Why were you so sad?
I had a boyfriend that was not good for me. And this is the bad boyfriend we talk about. And, you know, it was just like 2017 was such a good year for me. I really put my health in priority. Front and center.
Yeah.
So it's like leading up to that was like there's reasons I needed to put my health front and center, and that was all in 2016. So
do you have a picture of you from 2016 right now?
I need to talk about that, Jeremy.
Can I see it?
I'll show you on the break. How about that? I will show you on the break. But yeah,
and then
2016,
I'm gonna get my harpoon and shoot you.
You might have to. You might have to
drag you back into the sea.
It's so funny, just because when I look at those pictures, it immediately makes me like.
Cringy, sad. Like, that was me.
Dang, Katie, you really ate your feelings.
Yeah, but it's also look how far you've come.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fine.
That is a good way to put it.
What you're looking forward to is next year, right? 2017, when
exactly.
they do the.
Exactly.
Or 2027, when they do the 2017 challenge.
Yes.
Go back 10 years and you're going to be all svelte.
Yes. That's it.
Super slim.
I actually said to somebody, why couldn't we wait till next year to do this trend? Because
2017
was so much better for me. So
we want thin Katie. Your heart thanks you for it. I got to see a picture, though.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Is it really?
Again, I get nervous when I eat. When I'm nervous, and I was really nervous.
Nervous
in
2016. Wreck in 2016.
What was your go-to then? Like, if you were,
you know what? And here's the problem I've learned is my go-to thing was it was chips and dip. It was literally potato chips and French onion dip. I mean,
God.
I would put away. Just
that's good though.
Over and over. I mean,
get your
meals,
finger in that can.
Yeah,
or
like
tub
people are like, what are we gonna have for dinner? Well, you guys can have what you want. I'm gonna have this bag of chips and dip, and there's no protein in that. There's no fiber, so it's like I had a chip dip addiction, and it was not good to me.
See you on the couch with a spoon and some French onion
yes.
dip, chip crumbs all over the front of you.
Yes, it was
washing
bad.
It down at the banquet.
Were you the person who said something about Katie Mini Chins
yes.
or something? Was that your nickname?
It was.
Katie Mini Chins?
Katie Mini Chins.
Oh,
yes.
Can't bring that
you
up.
You had chips stuck in your various chins?
Yeah, in my hair.
Yeah, you're right. You probably shouldn't post those 2016 pictures.
We will not be posting the 2016 trend. But you come back around next year.
I got to ask you, you know, since you have changed your lifestyle, do you have the French onion dip nowadays? Or is that like a gateway food?
It's funny because now that I've changed up my habit so much, it's not as appealing to
okay.
me. Like, I'll have it and I'm just like, yeah, like
it's
why
not going to send you over the edge.
Yeah,
like if an alcoholic has a drink, they're like, "Oh, I'm back at it."
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's like it never left.
So that's why you don't.
So
want
this,
it.
Yeah, for me, it's like it. I tend to lean towards the healthier, like Greek yogurt type taste now, just because you know I like indulging. I mean, we saw what happened when I went back to North Dakota. I like to indulge, but I have the off switch, right? I know how to shut it off and turn things back around.
Did you have people around you too that were like? Thicker too, like you didn't feel as bad, or was it just you? Like, you know, if you're hanging out with a bunch of drunks, you're gonna get drunk and have a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're hanging out with successful people, you know, you're gonna be successful.
Yeah.
So were you hanging out with a bunch of French onion dip lovers?
I don't think so. I think that was just
okay.
me. I actually dipped in private, Jer. I want you to know I wasn't an outwardly
dipper. She goes home,
dipper.
Sits in the bathtub, closes the curtain on the tub, and just sits in there.
Turn the lights down, like nobody will see me. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Sitting in there in your moo-moo.
I dip, you dip. We dip privately.
All right, yeah, don't post those pictures, okay?
I won't.
Do not
okay.
do that. All right, guys, we are going to completely shift gears right now and hop into a little something-something that we do three times a week. It's called PMI, a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your Wednesday morning. Did you have the P today?
I do have that P.
Hit us with that P.
And this is really positive because, first of all, research shows that when you complain, especially repeatedly, it physically rewires your brain to prioritize stress and negativity. So, I mean, it is the age-old adage of, you know, when you think bad things, that's what the universe hears, right? If you're constantly in a negative state of mind, that's what you're putting out to the universe. Even if you're saying, I don't want to gain 20 pounds, all the universe hears is gain 20 pounds. You know, they don't hear the don't in there. So you have to be really careful about how your mind thinks and the words that you put out there, because through this process, they found that positive thinking is going to help you in the long run. Now, positive thinking can help not only develop positive habits, but your body overall is going to have better health because of your positive thinking. So it all has to do with the biological process of neuroplasticity.
I love neuroplasticity.
Of course.
I have a tattoo on my back that says neuroplasticity.
Yes,
what are the odds?
Exactly. I knew this was right up your alley. And it's very simple thinking, though, because the circuits, they become stronger and more efficient every time they're used.
It's so the whole thoughts or things.
Exactly. When you are thinking positive on a consistent basis, you become positive.
Your body is positive.
Around you become positive. Your overall health is positive. And so this research is so good. And, you know, it really tells us, you know, turning a temporary mood into a permanent biological negativity, fear-based thinking, it's so bad for you.
Yeah.
So again,
so you're gonna live longer.
To flip that and to think positive about things and to try and always have a positive outlook.
You know what? 2026 is going to be my year because why?
I'm
a chill guy this year.
That too.
I'm just a chill guy.
You really
in the
are.
New year.
You're going to live so much longer
That's
because of that.
That's my motto this year. Yeah. Jeremy's a chill guy.
And it's funny because not only is it your motto, but you're doing it.
I really am.
We're noticing a little bit of a chill
A little
factor.
Bit. It's taking time.
It's going to take
There's
time.
There's days.
One step, one foot
Tuesday
in front of the other.
Tuesday was pretty bad.
It's okay.
You were just a guy on Tuesday.
Yeah, just a
but
guy.
Today, I'm a chill guy.
Hey!
And I'm going to live forever.
Yay!
Neuroplasticity. What's the minus?
This is a huge minus. You guys remember about 4-ish years ago, those things called NFTs were a huge deal. They're called non-fungible tokens. And all the richy riches of the world wanted to buy these pictures. And a lot of them were like those cartoon monkeys. And they were like, if this one's diamond studded, you can buy it. And it's worth so much money. Well, a man bought one of those 4 years ago at the height of all the NFTs, and everyone was talking about how these are going to be worth millions and even billions of dollars in the future. So he bought an NFT for $69 million back in 2021, okay? This man has remained nameless. I tried everywhere to find his name, and he does not want people to know
he
who
doesn't.
He is. Well,
what's it worth now?
It is now worth around $10,000.
Wait.
The dude has lost almost 100%.
Right. He bought a cartoon.
I know. He almost lost 100% of its worth, and it just speaks volumes to how like unpredictable the hype of all these new AI things and everything that's coming out. It's called the hype driven world of the NFT world, I guess.
The digital stuff.
The digital stuff.
The digital
and how
money, like,
for one day it can be up, 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 and then literally the next day it loses everything. And Bitcoin is also that. Like right now, Bitcoin is very high, but for a long time it was worth like $4.
Yeah,
so
it's nothing.
It's one of those things
that's
where
you should have bought it, but
yes, right. I know. What was
that
I doing
been
in
a good investment
2013, yeah. But it's one of those things, like you buy these fake monkeys and these fake pictures and stuff, and you're like, oh, it's gonna be worth so much, and now it's worth nothing. You lost almost $69 million.
Oh, man.
That's horrendous. I don't know.
Yucky.
I don't know why anybody would ever buy those things. It makes no sense to me.
I didn't.
Then again.
But you know why? Because I'm a chill guy.
You are a chill guy. And you didn't have $69 million.
Yeah, there's also that.
I only have $65 million.
Oh,
I'm out.
So close.
I'm out. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting new report out there from the airlines encouraging people to get on their Ozempic. Yep, slim down a little bit. Don't be like Katie, eating the French onion dip. They're saying that airlines could potentially save just shy of $600 million annually in fuel costs if they just had lighter passengers.
Oh.
Big old research study out this morning talking about just society in general, that if society was just 10% slimmer, total passenger weight across flights would fall about 2%. And you're like, well, why is this a good thing? Well, one, you're going to be more comfortable in your seats.
Yeah, yeah.
Tickets are going to cost less because they're not paying so much for fuel. And get this, they're saying that, you know, they'll be able to make the seats have more room because they're cramming more people on there, I guess, because of the weight issues. I don't know. Because a lot of people are having to, like, book two seats. So they're having to add extra seats, you know, to get the slimmer people on. So they are saying cut out, or not cut out, but start pumping yourself full of Ozempic, and we're going to get cheaper airline tickets. You dig it? You on board?
Well,
a little harsh?
Well, and here's the thing. I like that people are taking these tools and using them to create a better life for themselves, because it's never good for people to walk around with all that extra weight. So if that's the case and you need to do it, you know, hats off to you and good for you. But I think that, like when it comes to flying, I don't know. Like,
everybody will be happier.
It's a lot of money and fuel.
It is a lot of money and fuel. Well,
you're happier and healthier.
You're happier and healthier. Absolutely. Like, I get it, but just the normal person taking it? Like,
well, no, not us. Like,
okay. I thought they were saying everybody should take
Ozempic.
No,
if you're thick, if you're down with the thickness, you got to take it.
Yeah, if you're down with the thickness.
If you're chilling at 125,
then you don't have to buy two seats. It's not making the airplane heavier. You're not going to have to put so much fuel in, and it's going to be great, like, all the way around.
No, I get it.
So it is funny, like, the one industry really pushing people to lose weight is, like, the airline industry. Huh. It's Fat America, right?
Yeah.
Cheaper tickets, more travel. It's good for everybody around the world.
I know people who won't fly if they're overweight just because it is so uncomfortable. It's, I mean, those
seats are tiny right now.
Those seats are barely made for us. Like, you know, it's hard to sit in them sometimes.
And
so.
I got a tiny, tight little booty.
Gross.
Real tight booty.
Rap name in high school.
TinyTightBooty.com. TinyTush.com. TinyTush.com. It's so funny. There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ.